listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Everybody that was doing something, I mean, all right, so that fell through. It's time to move on to the next project. 2 years later, we was asked to write the love theme to a horror picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's time. Yeah, you're laughing. Sure.
Sure.
It wasn't some cheap piece of junk, though. It was in color. There was a major motion picture. There were no gratuitous monsters in it.
No. Now, every time that a monster appeared in a picture, it was called for by the plot. You know, yeah. Some guy would say, oh, look, here comes a monster.
And sure enough, he was.
But of course,
don't hold your breath, by the way. You ain't going to see the picture.
You're never going to see that picture. Because the producer, who might be here for free, I might add, Mr. Ed Keneally. And... exactly. He's here, and he took what was left of the budget 2 weeks into the shooting, and he went to Santa Anita. He had this sure thing, and this nag, it didn't come in.
And neither did the picture, to make a long story.
Not by a long length, yeah. You know? So just because the picture, you know, it's going to be produced, we ain't going to let this song go down the toilet. 2, 3, 4.
Moonlight does funny things, I've heard the wise man say. But when you're in love, your moon shines every day.
You don't even care if you're living or you're dead. You're the creature without a head.
The cats in the rooftops, the squirrels in that tree, in the belfry with scabs on their knees,
all seem to remind me of something I once said to the creature without a head. Once I was so happy, my girl and I were one. Everything seemed okay
until that summer night, when a radioactive cloud came down and absorbed her head away. We'll meet in the darkness in our secret place. She's got a great body, soft beneath our face.
True love is romantic, but I'm frantic instead for the creature without a
to a special Halloween edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Why do we keep coming back to this haunted house every year to record our radio show?
Because it's cool. Because it's creepy.
Creepy's cool. It is a dark and stormy night, and we have lots of great Halloween songs for you to enjoy today. We started off with that beautiful love song, The Creature Without a Head, by Lenny and the Squigtones. And let's see what we have in store for the Boils and Ghouls next. What was that?
Zombie.
Yes, that's right. Zombie by Roger Davey. And a little tune you might know well called Ghostbusters. From what movie?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And this is actually a cover of the Ghostbusters song that I found on a strange CD at the dollar store. So stay tuned for more spooky treats on this creepy edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Spooky edition.
Ghostbusters!
All right, we're back. Now, Ghostbusters is a classic Halloween-y type of film because a lot of ghosts escape and wreak havoc on the city of New York. But another classic video of Halloween is the Thriller music video by Michael Jackson. Now, Ollie, I heard you'd watch this today at school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe to all the listeners what the Thriller music video is like?
So, he was at the movie theaters with his girlfriend watching a movie, a horror movie, in the movie it's weird because it's like, it shows the movie at first, and it's like Michael Jackson turning into a werewolf and chasing after her, but then it just shows them in the movie theater watching the movie. And then they get out of the movie theater, and then there's a bunch of zombies that come out of the grave and start dancing with Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson turns into the zombie. But then, after that, the girl wakes up from the dream that is just a dream, and then Michael Jackson's gonna walk her home, and then he turns around to the camera, and he's a werewolf.
Oh, yeah. That's a scary part, eh?
And then it ends.
So what were your favorite parts of the video?
The werewolf part at the start, and the zombie dancing.
Yeah, the zombie dancing is classic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have used that zombie dance move afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, where you have your hands kind of dangling in front? Yeah. Classic zombie dance. Well, let's see. Up next, we have some Halloween-y rap songs. And these are both taken from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. First, we have the song Spirit by Doug E. Fresh. And then after that, we have Ghostbusters, but this time it's by Run DMC. So it's a twist on the classic song.
Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it. Check it out. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know that you, the spirit is the key to unlock the true juice. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. There's a force that's dwelling beneath the city, telling you what you need not do, and it's motion. Stirs up commotion, feeding off the people's inner emotions. Hatred, anger, to one another, a problem like that you call the Ghostbusters. In emergencies that deal with reality, making sure we all be free so we can like or dislike. Cause people just might look so happy but feel so uptight. They can't handle the problem and they created it from the depths of their spirit. Come on, spirit. Some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Show us on me and you should know that you, the spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Show us on me and the skies are blue. The Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on, say what? Now that evil's presence make it pleasant in every resident, and take a mother's newborn baby and Dana's the lady to build an establishment. For an evil magician on a mission in the picture position, and no condition will stop him on the transition of making it in time with the help of slime. But somebody got to draw the line. What's in for all? Who you gonna call for the ball?
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back. It's like that, y'all. Hit it. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know you're you, the spirit is the key to unlock true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on,
Ghostbusters.
perceptions and misconceptions. Certain things done for the wrong intentions from people who are sequel to us. But for them to look down on us is a must. Situation, brainwash education. Here's a seat, so let's plan a foundation. A newborn leaders, law book readers, career coordinators, and poverty feeders. Those that know me hear it and fear it. Know it's the truth, so they're scared to come near it. And you cheer it as I share it, cause it's my spirit. Some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, your spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the name of the brothers is to get fresh fruit.
Brave man, standing defeat. Must be great. afraid of no ghosts.
You know what I just realized? We haven't even talked about costumes yet. So, let's start with you, Jake. What are you going as for Halloween this year?
I'm going as Squirtle a Turtle.
Squirtle the Turtle?
Yes.
For anyone who doesn't know who Squirtle is, who's Squirtle?
He's a kind of Pokemon. He's a water type.
Ah, okay, cool. Oliver, what are you going as for Halloween this year?
A zombie soccer player.
And how did you come up with that idea?
I like soccer, but that's not really a Halloween costume, so I just used a zombie to turn it into a Halloween costume.
Put a creepy spin on it.
Yeah.
It seems to me that you really like having makeup in your costumes every year, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Like face paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is pretty fun. And how about you, Ron?
I'm going to be Percy Jackson.
Okay, who's Percy Jackson?
Percy Jackson is a demigod from the book series Percy Jackson.
And how many Percy Jackson books have you read? Five of the five?
Yeah.
Okay, so what entails a Percy Jackson costume? What do you need?
Well, I need an orange Camp Half-Blood shirt, which I'm wearing right now. I need a sword and black hair, which I will just use black hairspray for.
Yeah. And he needs a camp shirt because in one of the books, he goes to a camp that's all for children of the gods. Is that right?
Yeah. In all books.
In all the books?
Yeah.
Oh, he goes to camp every book?
Every year.
Oh, cool. Well, those are all great costumes. I think if I have to go to any parties or anything, I'm going to go as a nerd this year. Wear one of my many bow ties, my big glasses, nerdy button-up shirt, and maybe I'll make my hair look like alfalfa's or something, parted down the middle.
Yeah.
Now let's see, what songs do we have next? Oh, we have Big Bad Wolf by the Wolf Sisters. You guys remember that movie Back to the Future?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that same actor who plays Marty McFly.
Marty McFly.
He's also the Teen Wolf in the movie Teen Wolf. And that's where this song comes from. Teen Wolf soundtrack.
Teen Wolf, Teen Wolf, Teen Wolf.
And we have a brand new song by a guy named Trevor Walls. It's the song Monster's Lament. And then to finish off this little set, we're going to hear The Dance of the Goblins.
Ooh.
Yeah, by Jean-Jacques Perry. Do you know who? What, can you picture goblins, Jake?
Yes.
Yeah, we have another song, goblin song coming up too. So make sure you stay tuned in this creepy, crawly, cuckoo bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
full of cotton candy. I'm big, fluffy, and soft. Why don't you leave me with crumbs in my whiskers? Must be a few sweets left. Girl, can't you see that bull's still hungry?
You know I'm hungry too.
Nobody tucks a monster into bed. No one kisses a monster on its head. They just lie beneath you on the floor. They don't say a peep, no, not a roar. They just cry. Nobody lets a monster have a job. Everyone thinks a monster is a slob. They can type and write and dance and sing, but no one asks them to do anything. They just cry. Just cry.
Cry, 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 cry.
So next time you see a monster under the bed, say that they're okay and kiss their head. Tell them all the things they'd like to know, but make sure that they don't stub their toe, or else they'll cry.
We're back. Now, one of every kid's favorite parts of Halloween is the...
candy!
You got it. You read my mind. So we thought here we'd do a little candy taste test and candy reviews to help the kids who are listening decide which candies to eat on Halloween night. So we're going to start here with Jake. Now, Jake has in his hand a fuzzy peach. Now, I'd like you to eat the fuzzy peach and tell us what it tastes like.
It tastes like a peach.
Really?
But with sugar on it.
More sugary than a normal peach?
Yes.
And do you like fuzzy peaches?
Mm-hmm.
How many gory eyeballs would you give it out of 10? 10 being the 10 gory eyeballs being the most delicious candy.
8.
Okay. Now, our friend Oliver here has a Sour Patch Kid in his hand, and he's going to eat it, much to his delight. And then describe to the audience at home what a Sour Patch Kid tastes like for anyone who hasn't tried one before.
It's sour. And, like, not really sour, but it's, yeah, doesn't taste like a kid. It's sour, though. And it's hard because there's different colors of them. And they're all different flavors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's yellow and red in this one.
Hmm. So that's one thing you could say about Sour Patch Kids that you can't say about Fuzzy Peaches.
Mm.
There's a variety of flavors in every pack, right?
Yeah. Hmm. So, and I love Sour Patch Kids so
much.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do next. Now you guys trade, and you try the other kids' candy. And then we're going to do a vote. Which candy is better? Fuzzy Peaches or Sour Patch Kids. Now, you listeners at home might already have your own opinion about which one's the best. And maybe actually we could put a poll up on Facebook or something about what people vote for. All right, yeah. So gobble those up and then let me know who you vote for. Will it be Fuzzy Peaches or Sour Patch Kids? I get to vote too. Because I'll be the tiebreaker.
So are you going to try both of them?
Well, I know what they both taste like. Mm. And in my head, I already have my vote. Okay. Mm. Okay, who wants to vote first?
Jake, because he ate his already.
Okay.
Sour. Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids you like better?
Because it tastes like a kid. That's so gory, but it's Halloween, so I guess it's fine.
All right, how about you, Oliver? Really think about it.
Fuzzy peaches are like a bit sour. Not like fully sour, but I think that's hard. I like Sour Patch Kids still.
Ooh, that's 2 votes for Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
Well, so then my vote doesn't even matter.
You're Fuzzy Peaches?
I am Fuzzy Peaches. It's one of my favorite.
So we won.
Oh, you Sour Kids won this time.
You Sour Kids. Now I can pig out.
Now you can pig out. Well, we listen to...
Pig out.
2 more tunes. One is a spooky synthesizer song called The Hornby Theme by Pat Buckna. And this comes to us courtesy of the YouTube channel called Grape Cassettes.
Curtis C. Walker.
Who's that? Captain Cuckoo, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the yellow ones are sour. More sour.
Oh, that's a hot tip for you Halloween candy chompers. And then after the Hornby theme, we're going to hear Orcs a Goblins Part 2 from X-Ray Pop.
Yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy.
Thank you.
Oh, it sure is cold out here. Let's get inside. Ah, that's better. Why are we in this dark, dank dungeon?
Here's a big monster. Looks like it's made by a scientist named Frankenstein.
Wait a minute. Are those chains broken?
There he is! Get down.
Run for it! Oh, we made it away just in time.
Oh, so
tired. Just in time to hear some classic Halloween tunes.
There once was a sad little goblin who had a broken broom. When he went anywhere, it would wobble in the air, and his heart would fill with gloom. He tried so hard to fix it every night, but he just couldn't get it working right. The wobbling goblin with the broken broom could never fly too high. For right at the takeoff, another piece would break off, and soon he would be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling, you better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the wobbling goblin with the broken broom. Another piece would break off, and he would soon be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling, you better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the wobbling goblin with the broken broom.
Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, happy all the day, and his great big smile will scare your cares away. Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, never wears a frown. You can see see that he's cut out to be a clown. The candlelight inside him makes his eyes light up and gleam. They shine right through the window at you for a hap, hap, happy Halloween. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Yes, he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Smiling pumpkin, grinning happily. You can count his teeth, 'cause he has only three. Punky Pumpkin, the winking pumpkin, blinks his eye at you, for his favorite game is playing peek-a-boo. His birthday is on Halloween, so that's a special date for all the other jack-o'-lanterns to get together and celebrate. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. I wouldn't trade his sunny smile and funny nose and winking eyes for a bakery full of pumpkin pie.
All right, we just heard two favorites that we've played on Halloween before, but we can never resist The yeah. Wobblin' Goblin by Rosemary Clooney, who was a famous singer and actually has a bunch of famous people in her family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like who?
Like George Clooney. You know that guy? That actor?
No.
No? He's one of the most famous actors.
Ah.
Rosemary Clooney was his aunt.
Ah.
And her son is a famous actor. And there's her sister was a musician. There's basically like 10 different famous people in her extended family.
A lot of actors and musicians?
Yeah. Pretty much all of them, it sounds like. Huh. And then we heard Punky Punkin' by Fran Allison.
Which we play a lot.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And we got one more instrumental Halloween-y song from Mo Kaufman, who's a Canadian musician and expert flute player. Have you ever heard about circular breathing?
No, I've heard of square breathing.
Oh, yeah, for relaxing?
For relaxation. But, yeah, I love the sound of a flute if it's played well.
Yeah.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. He was an expert flute player. Yeah. And he could do circular breathing, so that means you can breathe out into your saxophone, let's say, for example, and then keep breathing out while you breathe in through your nose. So you can make a note that never stops, just keeps, because you're always pushing air through your mouth.
I can't breathe in and out at the same time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice, and that's why it's impressive when someone can do it. And he could do it. But anyways, a long time ago, he put out a cool song called Cool Ghoul, and that's how we'll finish off this ghoulish episode of Cuckoo Bananas. Any frightening words, my fearsome friend?
No, actually.
No?
I mean, you basically said all the frightening words right there in that sentence. So.
How about this? 3, 2, 1.
Happy Halloween! Have a good one.
Thank you. castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him. When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
The demons for my power.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.